Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Barron are having conversations.
Yes, we are.
And happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
I know. Well, I'm just sure we have another guest in the studio with us. Mickey Walker, my boss.
Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, this is kind of weird. Like this is
you got your two bosses.
It's really weird. I got. I am under review. I really feel like I'm under review today. I got a third boss because Lucy's on your lap too. Well, Mickey, you came in before, but I think the last time you were in, the stadium wasn't done yet, and so you're kind of telling the listeners what's going on. But the stadium's done.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
Exciting. Oh, thank you so much. It was quite the process, but you know, we got there and we made it across the finish line, and now there's all kinds of stuff going on out there.
Well, things have been happening.
That's right.
It's like I've seen Corbin out there playing games, right?
Yeah, Corbin University's been out there. We had a super senior Saturday game for all the high school seniors,
cool.
All-star game, and so all kinds of stuff. We have tournaments starting up this next weekend, youth tournaments, and so, I mean, there's all kinds of fun stuff happening.
Yeah, and I had to clarify this for something. The Super Senior Saturday were not a bunch of 80-year-olds playing baseball.
Okay.
Just for the record, they were seniors in high school.
All right.
Super seniors.
Super seniors.
Yes.
Because we have a Super Junior tournament, too?
Yeah, so we do them also for sophomores and juniors and even freshmen. It's kind of like just an all-star game for each level of different high schoolers. It's kind of a showcase so that they can, you know, show college scouts and things like that. So.
Probably just a cool opportunity to play at a stadium.
Absolutely. I mean, most of them are used to playing at high school fields.
Right.
And, you know, there's some really nice high school fields, but I don't think there's any that hold close to 4,300 people.
No.
Well, and I know that one of the great things about the stadium now is it's a multi-use field.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, was it Silverton High School that had a significant rain out? And so what happened there?
Yeah. Silverton High School had a jamboree scheduled with actually four different high schools, McNary, Silverton, Century, and I'm blanking on the last one that was there now. But anyways, with four different high schools, and they were supposed to be able to play. Silverton had some bad rain and were able to shift over, and we're even going to be hosting some softball games coming up soon, too. So doing a little bit of everything.
Well, wow. Let's pick that up in a half an hour, something everything is going on.
All right, sounds good, you guys. We're going to send it back to Dan Bongino, and we'll be back in about 30 minutes. Stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
I'm feeling a little intimidated because I have both my bosses here with me today. Mickey, you had mentioned in the last segment about the multi-use. That is such an interesting phrase because this isn't just a baseball stadium anymore, is it?
That's right. And, you know, the way that we designed it was with that in mind, a removable mound, all turf, not just, you know, everything besides the mound and home plate turf, everything's turf. And so we really wanted it to be able to transform into anything the community needed at basically any moment as far as sports go. So we're able to host softball, we're able to host soccer, we're able to do football, lacrosse. I mean, you name it, whatever is played on a field, it can be done there. And so that was really at the forefront of the design when we went this route, was how can we make this as usable as possible year-round, not just for baseball, but for anything.
Yeah.
And he said something earlier that I keep telling people think about mound as being like this big clump of dirt that the pitcher stands on, except this is six pieces that interlock.
That's right.
And they can be pulled apart, so within about probably an hour, we could convert the field from baseball to soccer.
Oh, wow.
Yep,
that's awesome.
And you would not be able to tell it's not a real mound until you saw someone start taking it apart.
Right.
The way that these things are made are incredible. And so you can host baseball on it, no problem. Pitchers don't notice a difference, and you can take it out and do anything else you need to as well.
That's awesome. I love how you guys are being a pillar for all sports in the community.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such a vast need. I mean,
it is.
You know, my daughters play soccer, and I know that they're always looking for more fields. And it's not just that. I mean, softball has a real need for having something that's equivalent for baseball and turf.
Yeah.
And so being able to convert and actually host real high school softball games in the matter of, you know, we even have a portable fence that we can put out there so that there's another fence that actually matches what softball fences are.
Oh.
And so it really is.
Because a softball field is shorter than.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yep. So it really can do just about anything.
Well, I know that last week we had one of the managers in, Tony Torcato.
Of course.
And it was intriguing to hear his journey from in 98 at 18 years old being a player. And you weren't very old back then, I don't think. But
No. I was pushing one.
But then he goes and plays for the Giants, and then now his career's come full circle because he's managing the team he played for when he was 18 years old.
It was really cool. That was a great interview. I'm glad you brought him in. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I made sure that you got an autographed baseball too.
I know.
There you
I
go. Yeah, Tony's awesome. Tony's awesome.
Well, and some great, you know, just, I didn't know this, but Tony got batting lessons from Barry Bonds.
Right, yeah, yeah. Shared the same clubhouse. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Except Tony isn't the only baseball player. You played baseball too, didn't you, Mickey?
I did, yeah, all the way through college and 4 years of college up at St. Martin's University. And
did
so,
you have aspirations to make the big leagues?
Yeah, of course. I think every kid does, right? You know,
yeah.
But I had a decent backup plan of coming and working in baseball if that didn't happen anyway.
Well, it always helps that there's a stadium to come back to.
That's right, that's right, that's right. So I always knew that in some way or another I was going to be baseball involved.
Well, in a half an hour, I would love to hear some of your childhood stories at that stage.
Oh, yes. That would be so much fun. All right, you guys, we're going to send it back to Dan Bongino when we're back in about a half hour, so stay tuned for more. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
And once a month, my quarterly review is occurring as both my bosses
yes.
are staring at
me. It's not
dun,
going
dun,
well.
Dun.
Not going well. I kind of feel that going on right now.
No, it's going great.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You know what's intriguing? My family moved here in 96, and I watched that stadium get built. And
that's cool.
Yeah, no, it was really kind of cool to watch it be built. And I was totally honored to get offered the position to be the, you know, the marketing and promotions executive. I love the stadium. I love the family. But then it dawned on me that my boss was born when I moved here.
Yeah. Yep.
Because you were born in 97.
That's right. Yep.
But you must have some interesting childhood memories of growing up with a baseball field as your backyard.
Yeah, so many. And I mean, I could probably go on for 100 segments on the memories, but yeah, you know, I started at a real young age, obviously, of just being around the stadium. My first job was shagging home run balls during batting practice that the teams hit over the fence and bringing them back for 50 cents a ball.
Nice.
And so I spent a lot of time out behind the fence, and you know, and there was a little swampy area back there, so I spent a long time out there hunting for baseballs. And then shortly after that, you know, I kind of started bat boying, and I have tons of clubhouse stories.
That, oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, that are interesting. But it was a real privilege because I was able to actually, you know, bat boy for people like Buster Posey and Tim Lincecum and all these,
wow,
you know, borderline Hall of Fame type players. And, you know, I got to see them at the very beginning of the careers. And then, you know, shortly after that, I started working in concessions. And, you know, I basically worked my way up as a natural as, you know, as my age would allow. But yeah, some of the memories that are created from those are really quite incredible. I mean, I remember getting stuffed in a trash can by one of the players.
Did you really?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
No photo evidence, darn it.
No, no. It was all fun and games, though.
Yeah,
I'm sure I was a pest to them. You know, I was the owner's kid running around at 10 years old, you know, in the clubhouse or whatever. But
yeah.
I had a great time. You know, I got to play catch with the players. I got to be in the outfield when they were taking batting practice. And,
nice.
Just tons of really cool stuff of just baseball, right? And it was all so focused on baseball my whole childhood. And so, anyway, that's just a few of the things.
Well, there was something that your mother said to me sometime back that I want to pick up in a half an hour.
All right, we'll be right back. You guys stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Well, it is definitely play ball time. We got Mickey Walker in here with
us. Yes, it is.
You know, last week we had Tony Torcato in, and he made a really interesting statement that when he played ball was different than managing.
Sure. Yeah.
And you had you know you were in the stadium shagging balls and being stuffed in garbage cans, and then you went on to play college ball with the, like any kid, the aspirations, but now you're actually running a business that is baseball. How dramatically different is it from playing baseball to the business of baseball?
Well, drastic, of course.
Yeah, I imagine.
But it is all still baseball, and it makes it a lot easier to go to work or to deal with challenges that come up, especially because it's like we're selling fun. You know, we're selling entertainment. You know, it's not like, it, you know, there's some professions out there where what you're selling is not something you necessarily even want to sell, you know? And so this is something that at least I'm passionate about, not just because I grew up in it, but because I was actually, you know, played baseball and have a passion for it. And so I get to have that privilege of selling something that I love, which is baseball. And of course, what comes along with baseball is all the ballpark antics that are just fun and entertainment. And so it's a lot easier to deal with some of the day-to-day complications and challenges of running a business, knowing that what we're selling and what we're doing is fun and something that I'm personally passionate about. But the differences couldn't be more, you know, stark. The pressure I used to feel on the field was, you know, runner on third, less than two outs, have to get a strikeout, you know, and the pressure that's now is we have 2,000 people come tonight, how the heck are we going to sell enough food? So the pressure, there's still pressure, and it's just
different pressure.
But it's different, yeah.
Well, and it's funny you phrase it that way because, you know, I got my degree in marketing, and I've marketed lots of different things, and when I walk into Donkey on a t-shirt for crying out loud, but that was part of how I got to know your family was, you know, can I get involved with Cancer Awareness Weekend? And then out of the blue, I get this phone call to sit down. I still remember I went out and I'm in Lisa's office and Jerry's there and you're there. And I've never been in the office where all three of you guys were there. And I'm like, okay, why am I here? But it's actually a lot of fun to market fun.
Right? Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Because my job is to find sponsors for games. We've got some really fun games we found sponsors for. But in the end, we're marketing fun.
Yeah.
We're marketing baseball, and it's just a lot of fun out there. Which, by the way, I would not be doing my own job justice if I didn't say that there's a lot of really fun ways. You can get a skybox for a pretty small price, yeah. And you can bring 12 of your friends, and we've got our own private kitchen up there, so you're waiting in line.
Yeah.
There's group discounts if you want to bring, you know, all the people from your work out there. And Ricky's going right now, Baron's doing his job by plugging the marketing side of this.
That's right. Pretty soon there's going to be a banana running around, too.
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't mention that. But should I tell Amanda? So for the listeners that know what the San Diego chicken is, and if you don't, you should Google it. But the Padres had a chicken that did a lot of antics, and apparently the Mr. Banana will be the newest antic, and yours truly will be inside the banana.
Okay. So when we see this crazy loony banana running around, it's like, oh, there's Baron.
That's right.
You'll know. So that's part of the promotions, not the marketing.
Okay, fair enough. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us what's going on.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Have a blessed day, you guys.